The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
That's right. It's the Danger Zone where we get a chance to chat with David Trainer. He is the president of New Constructs. If you are not familiar, some of the best, most interesting research out there. It is newconstructs.com. And it's not just that he's looking for things that are dangerous. You need to understand the scale. It is that they look at things and then grade them from attractive, very attractive, down to dangerous and most dangerous. And it's a system that, honestly, when you understand it, you really get it very easily. I mean, what I love about the research is how easily you can use it. And of course, if you want a sample of it, you're going to get it now, as I get to say. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be with you.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. If you've lost confidence in the traditional brokerage and investment firm, it's time to learn about the Hightower difference. To find out more, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who is in the danger zone today?
I've got a new one for you this week in terms of being an ETF. It's going to be ProShares Ultra Real Estate, ticker URE.
It is ticker symbol URE.
Danger, danger.
And why specifically is it in the danger zone? I'm thrilled that it's an ETF because there's a bunch of questions we're going to have just off of that. But why this specific ETF, ProShares Ultra Real Estate?
An ETF, and same is true for a mutual fund, is only as good as the stocks it holds. So this ETF holds a bunch of bad stocks, and also it's very expensive. Only two ETFs that we cover, and we cover most of the U.S. equity ETFs, only two have higher costs than this one. So it's expensive, and it holds bad stocks.
Out of curiosity, you know, one of the things that people don't necessarily recognize with ETFs is that you can sell them short. I'm just curious, when you talk about an expensive ETF, one where the costs are a real drag on returns, does that actually make you think more about, hey, these are the kinds of ETFs that I would want to short?
Absolutely. I mean, I think analysis of a group of stocks is going to be a function of, first of all, how good is that group of stocks it holds? And second, what kind of fee do you have to pay for the person who arranged those stocks or picked those stocks? And yeah, when it's a really expensive ETF or mutual fund, it just makes it so much more difficult for that group of stocks to outperform when you throw on a percentage point or two or three or 10 that fund has to compensate for on an annual basis.
ProShares Ultra Real Estate, and again, the ticker symbol is URE, is a double long ETF. So it is betting basically that real estate's going to go up and it's going to capture double that.
That's right. That's what makes it worse, right? So it's doubly risky. And, you know, I feel like investors spend a little too much time focusing on costs when they look at funds, and they don't spend enough time assessing the quality of the stocks held by that. Part of it's because it's a huge amount of work and very few people can do it, which is why I think some of the research we do can add value. But you're right. I mean, it's doubly risky. And so investors need to keep that in mind. And I've seen you write and talk about this too, Chuck. These leveraged funds, whether they're ETFs or mutual funds, can be very dangerous.
That being the case, is the underlying issue, as you point out, okay, let's get away from costs for a second, even though we know that's a huge drag right off the top. And how big of much of the problem here, you talk about it being stocks, but how much of it is really what's happening in the real estate business? And that's the main reason why this is in the danger zone now.
Well, yeah, exactly. If you're going to hold stocks that are in a bad sector, you know, you're not going to do so well either. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, investors I think you really need to be careful, and this kind of goes along with what we've been talking about on the utility front too, Chuck. If you don't just buy stocks or an ETF just because they fit into a particular bucket without taking a lot of risk. In this situation, you've got an ETF that, you know, is buying stocks in a bad sector. You know, I can go through specifics on their top five holdings if you want to tell you just how bad they are. But yeah, I don't think you want exposure to the real estate sector. I don't think you want to double down or leverage that exposure to the real estate sector. And I certainly don't think you want to do it for, you know, an ETF that gets a very dangerous rating when there are other ETFs in the sector that aren't as bad.
Well, let's do it quickly just from the standpoint. Let's go over those top picks so that people understand that an ETF is more than just how did the ETF perform. It's those underlying holdings. Why? Let's go through a couple of those top holdings at least to show why the ProShares Ultra Real Estate gets the dangerous rating.
So, for example, their top holding with close to 9% is the Simon Property Group. My analysis of that company shows it's got misleading earnings, which means their accounting profits are going up or their economic profits are going down. So, you know, the company is not as profitable as leading investors to believe. Even so, if you assume the profitability holds steady, it's going to take 20% compounded annual growth in their profits for 9 years to justify the current stock price.
Okay, right? So that's one. Let's get it through at least one or two more quickly because we're almost out of time.
Sure. Another holding, Public Storage. That stock gets my dangerous rating. Its price implies a 17% compounded annual growth in NOPAT or cash flows for 15 years compared to historical growth that's never made it above 10% since 1998 on average. So, you know, these are holdings that have bad economics, expensive valuations, and really little to no potential upside, in my opinion.
And so you put together little to no potential upside in the holdings with leverage, and what you'll wind up with is an ETF that is in the danger zone. It is the ProShares Ultra Real Estate Fund, the ticker symbol URE, and it is indeed in the danger zone. For more information on all the new constructs, ratings, and how it works, go to newconstructs.com. You can follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life. Look forward to doing this again next week.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Me too.
There is much more of Money Life yet to go today. Up next, it is the Money Life Market Call. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.